Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, as well as what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. And we do this thanks to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we're so grateful to have him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have in store for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Jupiter rising in the east during sunset, Saturn at 9 p.m. and Mars at 11, both in the east. The moon will be passing through its full phase this week, and so spotting those faint satellites and meteors in the heavens will be rather tricky.
And now we revisit the story of Planet 9 in our solar system and some new evidence you've got?
Yes. Now, for almost a century, we have pondered the existence of a large planet hiding out there in the mysterious depths of the outer solar system. However, there has been little evidence to suggest that such a world exists until now. Astronomers have observed a distant asteroid-type object called Keju that appears to be under the influence of a massive hidden body.
And just to be clear, where's Pluto's stance in terms of its number?
So Pluto is a dwarf planet. We no longer count it amongst the major planets, and that's why we only have 8 in the solar system so far.
And then this object would be a lot bigger than Pluto.
Oh yeah, way bigger. In fact, estimates put this at around about 10 times the mass of the Earth, or about 4 times its size.
How does something that large not get noticed?
When we're looking out into the distant solar system, we often look for the influence of objects, not the object itself. So in this case, we actually observed an asteroid-type object that appeared to be in a very strange orbit that could only be explained by the presence of a very large body.
Is it in some sort of stable or regular orbit?
It is in a very stable orbit, and also a very large one. The time taken for this mysterious planet to orbit the Sun would be on the order of around 10,000 years.
And this has nothing to do with that thing that people on YouTube and other kinds of conspiracy sites, like some planet with some weird name that's floating around out there at the edge of our solar system.
This is completely different. This is actually based on real evidence. The mysterious planet that they're talking about, there's no evidence for that at all. In fact, the Subaru Observatory on Mauna Kea is often used to look for Planet 9, so I wouldn't be surprised if astronomers there are already using it to search for this mysterious member of our solar family.
Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. I'll catch you next week.